spoken version of this ShareMaestro market report. Full article. GM's pullback comes on light volume, while auto peers still show thin breadth. General Motors slipped 1.4% in the latest week, but its 12.5% four-week gain, active trend signal, and rare positive relative strength inside auto manufacturers keep the read constructive. Evaluation and confirmation risks are rising. Research brief. General Motors closed at $87.58 for the week ended 7 August, down 1.4% after a sharp two-week advance. The stock remains 10.9% above its weekly trend line and only 4.6% below its 52-week high. But the latest volume ratio of 0.7x shows participation cooled into the pullback. Key points. 1. GM fell 1.4% for the week, but remains up 12.5% over 4 weeks and 17.2% over 12 weeks. 2. The trend signal is active with a 2-week streak, while price sits 10.9% above the $78.95 trend line. 3. Volume fell to 26.5 million shares, just 0.7x the 13-week average of 37.7 million, after heavier buying in the prior 2 weeks. 4. GM is in the consumer cyclical sector and auto manufacturers industry, where breadth is mixed and industry relative strength is especially thin at 8.0%. 5. The stock trades 63.3% above ShareMaestro fair value, putting valuation distance and near-high exhaustion risk on the watch list. Price action cools, but the trend cushion remains intact. General Motors ended the latest week at $87.58, down 1.4%, a pause after gains of 8.6% and 7.5% in the prior 2 weeks. The broader setup is still constructive. GM is up 12.5% over 4 weeks, 17.2% over 12 weeks, and 65.1% over 52 weeks. The close sits at 89.0% of its 52-week range, just 4.6% below the $91.85 high. The ShareMaestro trend signal is active, with a 2-week active streak and trend breadth of 76.9% across the past year. Price is 10.9% above the $78.95 trend line, giving the stock a visible weekly cushion. The read is not one-sided, however. The setup signature is balanced, the composite score is 68, and the stock's 63.3% premium to ShareMaestro fair value points to elevated expectations already reflected in price. GM stands out inside a weak auto manufacturers group. Sector context is mixed. U.S. consumer cyclical stocks averaged a 2.3% weekly gain, so GM's 1.4% drop lagged the sector for the week. Over 4 weeks, though, GM's 12.5% gain ranks much better, placing it 20th among 100 sector names in the supplied group, while its 17.2% 12-week gain also remains ahead of the sector average of 10.3%. The industry comparison is more favorable. U.S. auto manufacturers averaged just 0.1% for the week, 1.6% over 4 weeks, and a negative 12.7% over 12 weeks. Within that group, GM ranks 6th on 4-week performance and 3rd on 12-week performance. Industry breadth remains thin, with only 20.0% of names in active weekly trends and just 8.0% showing positive relative strength. So GM's positive market dynamics and relative strength readings make it an outlier rather than a reflection of broad auto strength. Volume confirmation has softened after the July advance. The main caution is participation. Latest volume was 26.5 million shares, equal to 0.7x the 13-week average of 37.7 million, and also 0.7x the 52-week average of 39.4 million. That is well below the 48.9 million shares recorded during the 8.6% gain in the week of 24 July, and the 44.1 million shares during the 7.5% gain in the week of 31 July. That pattern is not necessarily bearish, since a pullback on lighter volume can indicate limited selling pressure. But it also leaves the next move without fresh confirmation. Activity pressure is positive at 0.43, and relative strength is positive at 5.66, while the signal table shows no fresh buy under activity pressure. A return to heavier participation would be more persuasive if GM attempts another test of the 52-week high. Risk and watch next framing. The risk profile is balanced rather than overheated. 13-week weekly return volatility is 4.3%, close to the 52-week base of 4.4%. Over the past 52 weeks, GM has logged 28 up weeks and 24 down weeks, with average positive weeks of 4.0% versus average negative weeks of 2.4%. In the latest 26-week sample, however, only 11 weeks finished higher, showing that the advance has not been smooth. Watch whether GM can hold above the $78.95 USD trend line if the latest pause deepens. The $91.85 USD 52-week high is the immediate reference point for continuation, while the light volume pullback, two recent reversal markers, and the large fair value premium are the main checks on enthusiasm. A volume ratio above 1.5 times on a strong week would improve the confirmation picture. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.